One of the things that's going to happen on my extended leave here is that you are going to come down and visit, unless you've just canceled your airline tickets because we had a fight. But no. Otherwise, you're coming down to visit, and we're going to take a road trip together to go see Big Fatty.
Has he even mentioned it? He probably won't mention it until like the day before we're there or something. Oh, yeah. So, by the way,
the reason and I didn't listen to Big Fatty this week.
The mix is the best. Better than the rest. Forget Big Fatty online and all the rest.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He probably won't mention it until like the day before we're there or something.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is one, and this is episode 4836 of the BFO for right, the 21st of August 2026. Y'all coming up on today's sale. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my day and maybe another follow-up question, Big Fatty. Sunsetters, Big Fatty, hi everyone. I hope you have a right day. It's going well. Y'all, your sunsetters today, because y'all in Fat Acres today for right day. Y'all, it is the first day that the official sunset is earlier than 8 p.m. in the evening. Y'all, it's a sign that the good times are moving quickly. Big Fatty, kind of like that phlegm in your throat. Yes, kind of like the phlegm. Okay. Anyway, so y'all, needless to say, Big Fatty gets a little happier every day. And by the end of the month, you know, that's just 10 days away. It'll be around 7:45 p.m. in the evening. So y'all, the pace picks up as the... Yes, Big Fatty, as the coffee kicks in. Oh, well, okay.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Yeah, gotcha, y'all. This weekend we have a very important anniversary. Y'all, both of these folks have been to the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. One... additional times, but y'all, they are made for each other. They are perfect for each other. They enjoy the same interest, and they're both just
Big Fatty. Can you stay awake?
I'm trying. Y'all, I was awakened from my nipper nap. So anyway, I'm a little groggy. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. Good old groggy Fatty. And but y'all, they're just good people. And y'all, one of them does that Nowhere News with Steve the Tater, and the Greetings from Nowhere with Nicole and Zombie Girl TJ. Y'all, you know who it is. Y'all, it is none other than Christina and Bob Hill. Big Fatty, we love Bob and Christina and hope they get a big old kick.
Happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
So y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one today, y'all hadn't heard from her in more than a month of Sundays, in months of Sundays.
y'all, she is. I'm not exactly sure where she is now. So I think she's up there in the. Well, I don't know. And yes, Big Fatty, you're old. You're not required to know. Okay, but. Y'all, she's the one. She's the one who is responsible for putting the CVS out of business. Yes, Big Fatty, bub. Miss Gail King will be out of a job before you know it. No, CVS, not CBS. Oh, well, that's very different. Yes. Y'all, she loves a receipt almost as much as Big Fatty. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Princess Hannah. Big Fatty, we love Princess Hannah. We do. And y'all then on Saturday, y'all, a longtime listener of the little show, y'all just recently sent me the scratch-offs. I still need to get Phoenix Dave's address so I can get that Fleur de Threes card redeemed. Y'all, he is up there. He makes the salsa, y'all. He's up there in the New York City. New York City! It's true, y'all. I'm talking about none other than the one and only Lamont Cranston. Big Fatty, we love Lamont Cranston. And y'all, our final celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, former podcaster, came to the Pride 48 early on out there in Lost Wages. Y'all, recently heard that he and his other half, that Ed Candelabra, recently renewed their vows. Not vowels. Renewed their vows. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Mark from It's All About Big Fatty. We love Mark with a Q. We do. So, y'all, if you see Princess Hannah, Lamont Cranston, or Mark with a Q, wish him a big old piece of cake.
Happy, happy birthday to you.
Y'all, back to the follow-up questions. Number 17 here, y'all. It comes to us from Boston Josh. We hadn't heard from Boston Josh in forever. He says, what is your favorite boot heel height? Boston Josh prefers a 3-inch heel on a lineman boot and elaborates at why this is the case. Well, Big Fatty has regular boots made that are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. He refers to them as caterpillar boots. The SSQD notes that these boots have been discussed in response to a previous so-so question in 2017. That was so-so question number 50 from Mr. Larry H. Veda. Now, before this, the SSQD did not know caterpillars wore boots on their itsy-bitsy little feetsies. But on balance, boots make a caterpillar look tougher. And like the SSQD, Big Fatty marvels at the added elevation offered by a 3-inch heel. It's substantial. The desk follow-up question is, has Miss Poodle watch these boots are made for walking on the YouTube to learn the dance food. Those are some snappy white go-go boots. Well, an excellent follow-up question. Y'all, we may get through these by crema, but I'm not promising that either. So, Poodle,
no, Big Fatty, I have not watched the boots were made for dancing, the SSQD does tend to motivate people to do that. It's true. I may try to sneak in another question at the end today. Fetty, the spirited happy music on a freight. Yeah, it's true. Let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, what did I, Oh, y'all, I wasn't really hungry because, you know, I ate some of those Mardi Gras chicken wings in the afternoon. And so I wasn't really hungry. So, y'all, I cut some cheese. Big Fatty, and the place still stinks. No, I sliced some cheese. Oh, that's very different. Although, y'all, I think later tonight there may be a lot of cutting the cheese. Big Fatty, you know how gassy that crooked hat is. It's true. Anyway, I just had some cheese, and y'all, after the news, I turned the TV machine off, and I ate my cheese, and y'all, I read a couple of chapters in the Apple Snack book before 8 p.m. in the evening, because at 8 p.m. it was time for Big Brother! The Hump Day Night episode, you know, is an hour and a half. By the way, Crooked Hat, there may be spoilers, so get to that Daniel Bieber to fast forward through this on his electric jalopy. Y'all, speaking of Daniel Bieber and Adam, y'all had to run the menu by him because, you know, I've been listening, and y'all, I was going to have a chocolate fondue, and then I remembered that Daniel Bieber doesn't like chocolate, and then I said, well, maybe I'll have some bananas, and then I remembered that Crooked Hat hates bananas, and I said, well, we'll just have root beer floats, and y'all, then I heard he hates root beer floats, too, but anyway, I don't know why that has anything to do with Big Brother, but Big Fatty, it doesn't. It's just you being crazy, yes, but y'all, they had the power of veto competition, and y'all, it was that Otev was the B-roll blob, you know, that's where they have to go and find the pictures and everything, or the words, or the people, and bring it back to Otev, and the one that comes back last, or the ones that are wrong, they're out of the game. And Big Fatty, you nattered about dessert so much you ran out of music. I did. Y'all, I'm going to tell you something. What is that old woman's name? It's not Janice. It's, what's her name? It'll come to me. What is it? I don't know. It'll come to me. I hear Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, just yelling it out. Remember it, you old thing. Y'all, she's terrible. She cannot do anything. She cannot do any kind of competition. And Angela, that's it. Janice is a lady in my senior size class. And y'all, by the way, speaking, and y'all, then at the very end, they had the power of veto, the veto ceremony. And y'all, I'm going to leave it at that because y'all, it's big doings at the power of veto. By the time that was over, I had already taken the go-to-bed pills. The Hatlanta Braves had already lost the ass. And so, y'all, I went to bed, slept like a baby, got up on Thursday morning, had my coffee. Y'all, my paper didn't come again. I had to report it again. watch Miss Gail King, had my breakfast. Y'all, I had the last of that sourdough toast. And a couple of those powdered sugar donuts. And y'all, then I was off. I was off to senior size class. Y'all, I forgot to mention this on yesterday's little show, but I announced it to the class today. I said, now, as we're all dealing with the heat, you could even say it is sizzling
outside. But that's okay today, because today is National Bacon Lovers Day. Big Betty, we love Miss Bacon every day. Y'all, speaking of bacon lovers, y'all, I'm worried sick. Worried sick of that, about that Patty Bacon. And Gus Chad. I have not heard a peep out of Gus Chad in since probably Grandma. But anyway, y'all, if you see him, just let them know that Big Fatty's worried sick. But anyway, came back from that. Y'all affixed me. Had the prices right on and affixed me a solid bag solid. Y'all, it was the truffle Caesar solid, and I had some of that rotisserie chicken I had pulled off of the carcass, and y'all, it was delicious, just delicious. And y'all, then I decided I was going to lay down for a few minutes and take myself a little nip-a-nap, and y'all, that's exactly what I did. And like I say, I got awakened during the nipping at y'all, it sounded like it was, we were going to get a gallon of rain falling out of the sky. And y'all, it was a total of a gallon that fell out of the sky. And y'all, it wasn't even spitting. There was so little of it. But we had the thunder boomers. And so anyway, y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy! It's time for a Big Fatty to open up that old e-letter bag from folks that sent him messages to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. So let's go to Big Fatty and his e-letter opener. Dear Gussie, y'all, my friend Rick from up there in the Penis, Livania, y'all, he sent me a cartoon. It says it's an old man sitting on the porch, and he says, according to my brother, outside of Wilmington, North Carolina, this applies to all of the Carolinas. And y'all, the man is sitting there, and it says on the picture, it says, it's hotter than a hooker's doorknob on nickel night, bitch. Ready? It's hotter than the special chair when the gentleman callers come a-calling. It's true. And Rick, thank you so much for that. Y'all gave me quite the kerfuffle. And y'all, you know, just y'all. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely full right. Y'all don't know if you heard it or not, but that Daniel Beaver and Cricket Hat are on their way up here to the villa. Y'all, they'll be having foray. In fact, y'all, the menu, I did run it by them. Y'all, we're having a cheese board. Yes, Big Fatty, Daniel wanted to send you that out in lost wages. It's true, but Cricket Hat said it was too expensive, so I'm having a cheese board for them. We're going to have a country steak, not spelled C-U-N-T, with brown onion gravy, Daddy Ron's famous mashed potatoes, green beans, and coconut cake with fresh strawberries. Oh, yeah, and dinner rolls, too. And Cricket Hat, what do you think about the big trip to Hat? No,
not. He probably won't mention it until, like, the day before we're there or something.
Well, I'm recording this the day before. And by the way, you're not coming to Hatlanta. You're coming to Fat Acres.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.